me to others. We must seek out each lonely, hurting soul who is isolated from his divine family. If you bring me to a soul, I can melt that soul's heart and fill it with joy. The soul can then begin to learn about the vast family of love that seeks to draw him back. Dearest little servants of the Savior, my angels will direct you to these souls. Be alert to their promptings and whispers, because they see everything and they know who needs your assistance. If you feel an impulse to approach a soul with these words, do so. Trust those instincts. Even if a soul initially ridicules you, he will eventually face a time of fear or anguish, and, searching for some kind of comfort, he will reach for the book you have given him. If the words are not there, he cannot reach for them. If the volume has been given to him, he will open it. Be at peace at the reactions of others. You cannot force a soul to learn about me, but you can suggest that he do so. You can give witness to my presence by talking about your love for me and the graces you have received from me. Talk about peace. Talk about joy. Talk about calm. Do not talk about the enemy. There is too much emphasis placed on the minimal power of the one who seeks destruction. When a soul is truly following me, there is little the enemy can do to divert that person. Fear nothing. Why would you fear when you have a universe filled with heavenly beings who await your requests and petitions? Listen carefully to them, and my angels will direct you to the souls who require your help. And your comments.
Well, I